it's the intermission. Yeah, welcome back from holiday-related things. I'm here by myself on this couch with also Brian Finifter.
Greetings.
And then on that couch is an Eddie Doty.
I'm here too.
And there's a Trey Stokes over there.
Where is everybody?
I don't know.
Well, wherever they went, there they are.
That's true.
I'm by myself on this couch with you three guys.
We're back at school.
Basically, the
we'll be independent
we thought
together.
It'd be kind of nice to talk about what we did over the Christmas holiday. We actually didn't record for about 2 months, so this is our first live day back. And a lot of cool movies came out this holiday, and you know, maybe we have stories and shit about things that happened to us over the course of the thing.
Burn through 20 movies that we'll never actually do commentaries for.
Yeah, exactly. Not the least of which is we had that weirdo meeting with me and Jim and Holden and Chloe and Zarban. That was kind of fucking weird. It was cool. It was a good time. And it was a good time. And Zarban gave Brian a giant book of space.
He did. Thank you, Zarban. That's amazing.
Anyway. So what did
he made cookies with my face on them.
Yeah.
Even though you all went to his house, and there's a graphic that says, "You in my house now, bitches, Zarban." And he put my face on his cookies and not that. And I still don't understand that.
That would have been a way funnier cookie.
That would have been a little more appropriate, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But okay.
Your face was tasty.
You're not the first to say that.
I won't have a boner.
So, Eddie, what'd you do over the holidays? You see any cool movies?
I did. I went to Buffalo, New York, hometown.
Oh, by the way, there's going to be probably spoilers for all the movies you're talking
about. Yeah, so fuck you.
But most of them are not worth watching.
Not
so.
Worth your time.
Just saving your time.
And if they are worth your time, you should have seen them by now, so really it's on you,
yeah.
People.
Your fault
yes.
Now.
Your fault. I have a
spoiler statute of limitations is 2 weeks now, apparently.
That's it.
Welcome to the new world.
Every Christmas we go back to my wife's hometown in Buffalo, New York, and I've come to really love it.
Is Buffalo nice? I've never been to Buffalo.
It's really pleasant.
It's actually nice. Maybe not so
really cool.
I haven't been there in the dead of winter. But
we had our non-white Christmas. It only snowed one day the entire time.
I've been there.
You actually let black people come?
Yeah. In the city, they're allowed.
Not really.
Not
Buffalo,
in
New York, actually, no.
Not since the factory closed.
I did do a project in Buffalo. It wasn't the winter. It was like spring, and it was just. I got off the plane from L.A. having lived years in L.A. And I just
it's very white.
Got off the plane, and when I got off the plane, I was like green. It was the greenest place on the planet.
Especially during the fall and the spring and the summer. It's the leaves actually do this weird thing where they turn colors. What?
I hadn't seen that in 20 years. And then I went to Niagara Falls, which is awesome.
Niagara Falls is great. I went there on my
you
first
must
trip.
Must go to Niagara Falls if you're in the Buffalo area.
My father-in-law,
you can't miss it.
My father-in-law, who I adore dearly, we have like a tradition that we have now, which is we go out, we eat raw clams, we drink beer. And then we go see some movies. And so I caught up on a lot of movies this Christmas.
What was your favorite of the movies you saw this
Mission Impossible.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. The three movies I saw were The New Sherlock Holmes, Mission Impossible, and War Horse. War Horse was not my choice. It was my father-in-law really wanted to see it. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll see it. And it's Spielberg, and it's anything by Spielberg is at least
Spielberg
worth.
Does an animal fucking movie.
Yeah,
is it sentimental at all?
Hold on, not animal fucking. No animals are that horse does not get fucked.
Fucking animal.
When I saw the trailer, I thought basically this is entirely based on context. If this exact trailer was on College Humor, it would be a joke trailer.
Yeah,
you know, it's literally
context.
It really is, and there's a lot of context.
It is Poe's Law applied to a Spielberg
film.
Not,
yes.